This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. First playoff, official playoff episode. Last time we talked about last week, you know, we had just looked into a good bit of the, you know, matchups this week, but fresh off of a region championship. So that was, you know, a lot of fun, big win over South Effingham. Now, you know, you're coming off a bye, getting ready for the first round of the state playoffs. How's the energy in the locker room feeling right now going into this week and getting ready for the game?
Yeah, I mean, the energy's high. You know, we're excited about the regular season that we've had, and now we're in the postseason. So it's a different mindset, different mentality. It's the win or go home mentality. So the energy's high. Our guys are really working hard in the weight room and at practice, you know, and we're coming off a bye week. You know, it's kind of different. You know, GHSA has set this week aside, whether it was for makeup games or, you know, just to push back the playoffs a little bit. But we used the bye week to our advantage and got some extra game prep for Wyandabarrow. And now we're heading into game week and just finished up our second day of practice. And our guys have been out of school Monday and Tuesday, but we've came in and treated it, you know, like a regular week of practice. Yeah. And our guys are really responding well to that. You know, that's good to see. And they're excited, you know, to play round one here at Glenn County Stadium Friday night.
So you'd say, like, you know, even though you've had a bye week really in two of the last 3 weeks of the season, you know, with the approach this week, with the bye week, strong finish at a regular season, was it kind of a between the end of last week and, you know, throughout this week? I'm sure this week's more like routine, but with last week and everything, was it really kind of like a mixture of work, rest, and recovery, or was it really just like a straight, you know, sharpen up and get prepared for a full 2 week of preparation?
Yeah, I mean, we did use some days for some rest and recovery Monday and Friday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday last week, we used those days for extra game prep for Wyandabarrow. You know, we treated it the schedule wise like a regular bye week, but what we did was, instead of working on ourselves, self scout things, we went ahead and did some breakdown and you know, did some you know, scouts, over scouts and diverse scouts, so that we get a really good look at what Wyandabarrow is going to give us and you know, just implemented our game plans both on all three phases of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be too prepared, especially when you get to this point. There's as much information as you can gather. It's about as good as you can have with, I mean, win or go home at this point. But with that bit of, you say, extended preparation that y'all been able to use, how do you feel the players have been able to respond to that with, you know, their level of confidence having that versus, you know, I guess not having that?
I mean, the extra days give us, you know, more time that we can sit down and we can teach our guys, you know, the game plan, and they can get a really good understanding. You know, we just don't have 4 days to prep for another team. We got 7, we got 8 days that we can really prep, watch film, implement a game plan. And, you know, our coaches are doing a really good job teaching our guys, you know, where they need to get lined up or, you know, executing you know, some different looks for, you know, our opponent. So we've used that and they've responded well to that. And, you know, when we're in the playoffs, you know, even though every game, the attention to details has got to be there, but definitely in the playoffs, that's where, you know, the little things matter. And so making sure that our guys know the attention to details, staying focused, and then just more time to watch film. Our guys have done a really good job of taking that approach, that business-like approach, and that's really good to see from them.
Yeah, and real quick, before I kind of chime in on that, I did wanted to give a quick reminder that this is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, with all that, how do you as a coach feel about, you know, the players are one thing, but have you seen in practice and through prep, you know, what you've kind of wanted to see from your players and, you know, from the coaches and everything, as far as, you know, the focus, the intensity, and really dialing in and getting prepared for the first round?
Yeah. I mean, our guys have, like I said, they're responding well to, you know, our coaching. You know, coaches are doing a really good job of putting a great game plan together. They spent a lot of time, you know, over, you know, last week during the bye week, when the 2 days that we gave them off was Monday and Friday, but guys, our coaches are still up here working on Monday to get ready for Tuesday's practice. And then the guys coming in and just focusing on using that bye week. You know, we've done some things in practice. You know, practice is still going to be physical. We're still going to get the best out of them at practice and keep on pushing forward in the playoffs. You know, and then they got to have that mentality. It's win or go home. So
yeah,
there's no guarantees whatsoever. So they've got to have that mindset. And, you know, we've done some things in practice, you know, in our inside periods where, you know, we have some ones versus ones and, you know, offense versus defense, and giving them a good look, you know, make sure that that they're getting the best look possible to prepare themselves for Friday night.
And we will get into Friday night and get a little bit about Winderboro a little bit, but right now there is more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights, nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnoss Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnoss Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lusob Kia of Brunswick. All right, so looking into this week, you've had your time. You know, we talked about the bye week. What have you seen, you know, looking ahead and having them come to Glenn County Stadium to play? What stands out to you the most that you've seen through your preparation, you know, through film? And just we talked about the running back. What was his name?
Doubted, Demetrius
Doubted. Yeah. We touched on him a little bit last week, but just – kind of just in case anyone missed it last week, let's just give a little revamp of what we're looking at in the matchup this week.
I mean, they have a really good running back. You know, they play in a region with Jackson County, Habersham Central, Clark Central, Wynnebarrow. You know, those are the four teams that made the playoffs out of their region. But yeah, I mean, they've got a really good running back. You know, they're trying to feed him the ball, let him get some momentum build up. They have a big offensive line. You know, it's probably one of the biggest ones we've seen this year. And then, you know, they want to run a spread offense, you know, try and spread the defense out and, you know, run the football. But they do got some weapons on the edge that we got to make sure that we get lined up correctly. And the biggest thing is we got to tackle well this week. We have got to tackle well because this is a big back that we're facing. 1,800-yard rusher. I think he's the leading rusher in our classification, and he's like top four, top five in all classifications. He's 1,800 yard rusher. So that's going to be a test for us. And then, you know, defensively, they got some really good skill guys in the back end. They're very physical. They get involved in the, you know, run support, you know, and they get off the ball real well on the defensive line. So we've got to do a good job of establishing the line of scrimmage, putting hands on those guys and making sure we get up to the linebacker, and know in pass protection, if they're bringing guys off the edge, we got to make sure that we're in the right protection to protect the quarterback. And, you know, and then special teams is a phase of the game where, you know, you want to take advantage, you want to try and steal possessions, but you also don't want to get any stolen away from you. So we've got to be able to secure the ball. They do onside kick, they do pooch kicks just like we do. So that's been really worked this week in practice, make sure everybody on the front line can handle an onside kick. And in the back end, we get lined up correctly on some of our special teams. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be the biggest thing for us is that we don't have to travel. I mean, we get to be home, have home field advantage, 7:30 Friday night at Glenn County Stadium, and we're calling all Pirates to the stadium on that night.
Yeah, and, you know, especially like you just said with the team and big team, I mean, the big offensive line, big running back, that's pretty, you know, big offense. What would you, when you look at it, how important is it to remain with, let me rephrase it, the offense that has been running through this Pirates organization this year has been extremely explosive. Started out fast, hot, early, all year long. What would you say is the importance to just get out and try to get ahead early to, you know, get momentum over what you would say is a, you know, size to size, slightly bigger offense?
I mean, the biggest thing is that, you know, on whether we go on the field on offense or defense first, you know, we've got to be able to, you know, if we go out on offense, we got to be able to go down and put the drive together and score. And then, you know, defensively, we got to get off the field on third down. Like I said, we got to tackle well. And you always want to start out, get to a fast start, you know, and that builds some momentum. Maybe have a big play on special teams, maybe have a turnover defensively, you know, and that can create some momentum as well, or a big score, big play on offense that can generate, you know, some explosive plays or, you know, generate some momentum or excitement. But, you know, starting out fast, you want to play your best in the playoffs. I don't think anybody, you know, says, oh, we'll wait till next week. Well, there is no next week. Yeah. No guarantees at all. You've got to play your best this week. And, you know, I know we don't want to create any extra pressure for our guys. We want them to go out and play the way they're supposed to play. And, you know, I think they're excited for that opportunity.
Yeah, with that, like, knowing, and, you know, the whole team obviously knows this, what's the mindset that they've got with, you know, making sure that they're, you know, the nerves and everything is just non-existent? Like, they're same mindset as far as, like, this game is what we are here to play and there's nothing else. It's just stay locked in and win the game.
Yeah, I mean, their focus has got to be there. I mean, they know how important it is. You know, we are in the playoffs. They know the task at hand. You know, I think through their preparation, their hard work, you know, if they prepare like they're supposed to and do the things that they need to do to be successful, they shouldn't be nervous. You know, yeah, they should have that confidence throughout practice, and that's where it starts. You know, we've had two really good days this week, looking forward to tomorrow's practice. So they've got to be able to go out there and build that confidence through practice. And, you know, I think one of the things, that mentality, like I said, in win or go home, there's no guarantees, no guarantees. So we're only guaranteed this game right now. And yeah, it's the most important game because that's the only one we play this week. And, you know, I'm excited for our guys to get out there. They took a week off, you know, because mm-hmm. of the bye week, didn't play last Friday night. So I know they're excited to get back out on the field and show what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely excited. I mean, I know win this game, you know, and right back here next week, the home field advantage is something that I'm going to, you know, talk to you about a little bit here in a second. But right now we're going to take another quick break. Be right back to this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. So with the home field, you know, we were talking a little bit, you've got it you know, this week for sure. Win next week, you're right back here. You've earned the right by the level of success that this team's generated this year to be able to open potentially your first two playoff games at home, which is huge. How big is that for this program, the players, to get that first postseason game right here at Glenn County Stadium? You know, and the senior night last home game was very emotional a couple weeks ago. You know, it's a winner, not really a winner go home, but, you know, it's a big momentum. Not going to say winner go home, but it's like a – that game means so much to the seeding of how it works out to be back home and to be able to play a playoff game here. What's the message you've been trying to get to, you know, the seniors and just the players in general, that they, you know, earned this right to be here? You know, they can go out and they can beat anybody in the state. You know, how has that been with you trying to just instill that consistent confidence that they have earned the right to be at home?
I mean, when you look back at the South Effingham game, you know, that was senior night for our guys, and you know that we had to do our part, you know, to win the region. You know, we had to have a little bit of help from Effingham, but to send the seniors out on the last regular season game, home game at Glenn County Stadium with a win was huge. You know, we honored our seniors, mm-hmm. And now we're in the playoffs, and we did get the one seed. So now what that means is that we do have that home field advantage for round one, and we got to take care of business first before we even talk about round two. And if we do what we're supposed to do and we're successful, then we will be awarded another week of practice, yeah, and have another home game. But right now, I mean, their really focus is set on Wandabarrow, you know, this Friday night, playing their best, and then coming out and putting on a great show. And like I said, all their confidence, that has to come through practice. You know, the way they practice, the way they handle things this week, coming out and putting their best effort, you know, forward. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. And, you know, you can't just show up on a Friday night and think that you're going to beat a team that starts this week in practice. And even with a few days extra last week that we had for prep, our guys have really been working hard towards our main goal, and that's winning the game Friday night.
Yeah, and I know, like, especially these seniors, they don't want it to be their last game of high school football. I know they're going to come out absolutely swinging, trying to get, you know, to the end. You know, that's the biggest thing is the guys next year, they're obviously going to, I mean, they're playing their hearts out, the younger guys, but these seniors, they don't want to end on a loss. I mean, you know, I can really see with the group that is in there right now, it's a lot of daggum talent in this senior class. And I know they're going to come out absolutely ready to go. But with the group, they've came a long way this year, you know, just in terms of the whole team as a unit and the level of, you know, the on-field maturity and the group's growth as a team. I've seen the chemistries developed, like, throughout the beginning of the season to now, to this point we're at week one of the playoffs. What's your take on how proud you are of how this team has been able to persevere and just really dominate throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, I'm really proud of our team. I'm really proud of our coaching staff, you know, from where we started to where we're at now. And like you said, the progress and the success that we've had, you know, is a true testament of all the hard work that our coaches and our players are putting in, you know, and the support that we get from not only the community, but our admin here at school, our teachers here at school, towards our team. And, you know, we're very thankful for that. I think the biggest thing, you know, is that, like I said, the progress that we've made, you want to get better every single week in the, mm-hmm. Throughout the season. And that's exactly what our team has done. I don't think there's one game where we took a step backwards. And even though we did, you know, have a loss in the region, we use that, we learn from it, and, you know, make sure that we corrected those mistakes when we got back out on the field and you know, made a statement.
Just so, adding fuel to the fire.
Right. You know, it gave us, you know, things that we need to work on. You know, it was a sense of reality. And we really took that and ran with it. And our guys, you know, or the word of the week for our guys is sacrifice. So, you know, I asked the guys, and our coaches have been asking the guys, you know, what are we going to do? You know, what kind of sacrifice are we making while other teams are sitting at home? You know, we're one of 32 teams that has an opportunity to be in the playoffs. And it's not, what else are we going to sacrifice? You know, are we going to worry about our individual stats? Are we going to worry about, you know, individual accolades or whatever? You know, when you're in the playoffs and even throughout your team, you want to put the team first. You should take a back burner. And, you know, especially, you know, we do have a good group of seniors, you know, and the rest of the team, the freshmen, the sophomores and juniors that are playing, they want to put their best foot forward and their effort forward for these seniors. Yeah. You know, they want to definitely make a playoff run, and they're going to give their best effort because nobody wants it to be their last, you know, high school game. And, you know, this group of seniors has been a part of some great teams here at Brunswick High School. They're 4 years here. And I know they want to make a statement, and they want to, you know, go deep in the playoffs. You know, they want to bring a state championship home to Brunswick High. And it's going to take it, you know, we got to take it one game at a time, and that's what's important.
Yeah, no, when you talk about, like, the individual accolades, it's when you put the team first and you go out and you get the win, the more games you play,
right,
the better individual stats you will have throughout the season. So put the team first and get the win, and everybody gets rewarded with better overall stats throughout the year. It's a win-win. You just go out there, play your best, and, you know, leave everything you've got out on the field.
That's right.
One more question, and then we'll get out of here for the week, and, you know, we'll be right back here next week. But what is your message to Pirate Nation before kickoff Friday night right here between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium?
My message would be, the fair's not in town. It's not Georgia, Florida weekend.
Not Halloween.
It's not Halloween. You know, I know Glenn Academy is going on the road to play their playoff game at Jackson County. But if you're in town, if you're in Glenn County and in the city of Brunswick, come out to the stadium 7:30 Friday night. Watch the Pirates take on Wanda Barrow, and it's round one of the GHSA state playoffs. And we want that atmosphere to be electric, you know, and definitely give us some home field advantage. So calling all Pirates and just all football fans, you know, come out and watch some great football and cheer on the Pirates.
Well, Coach, good luck. I'm looking forward to watching the game and seeing a big old Pirate victory. But to everyone listening, we'll see you there. And thank you so much for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week throughout the season right here. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.